Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Untitled Podcast with your hosts Sebastian and Roston.
What's good? How you guys doing today?
And on this episode, we come to a very near and dear topic to me. We're going to talk about movies.
Yeah, this man loves movies. He is a... What is your exact position? Because I know you're like many things.
Right now, I can self-proclaim, I guess I'm
self-proclaim.
A...
Self-proclaim. Keep going with that shit, bro.
I guess I can self-proclaim myself as, I guess, a director, editor, okay. Writer.
Uh-huh.
Cinematographer, I guess you could say. DP. Yeah, but I don't want to, like, self-loathe on those things.
Right.
I really, really like the world of film. And I think it's a blessing... Or it would be a blessing of me actually being in that career, having that career,
right,
and doing that from a day-to-day thing.
Right. I think I feel how you feel when it comes to, like, gaming, because gaming, you know, has been, like, something that's been a part of my life. And, you know, I've been gaming for as long as I can remember. So it's like, if I can actually get my foot into the door with, like, COD community, Halo community, FPS community, something esports related, that'd be, like, you know, I don't even know, it'd be, like, a dream come true. But, you know, regardless of that... Yeah, movies was a topic that we're going with today. I feel like we're going to have a lot of fun. You know, people have a certain taste in movies. Some people have, true, you know, a trash taste, true, in movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. He's talking about me. I don't have a trash taste. I just like certain movies that he doesn't agree with. I don't understand why he doesn't agree with it.
So I'm going to pose a question. What are some of your favorite movies that have gotten you emotional? Whether it's gotten you enraged with anger or, like, emotional to the point where you're just sad and you've cried to this movie.
I don't get enraged, really, unless something really stupid in the movie happens. Like, I wasn't mad the other day. I watched Big Hero 6 the other day. And then, you know, I don't want to spoil this for anyone, but there's a certain part that happens at the beginning. It drives the whole story. I wasn't happy about that. Because later at the end, I realized it didn't even have to happen. And I was like, he was a good, you know, said character was a dope person. You know, what happened to him didn't have to happen. I wasn't mad or nothing. I was like, that's kind of, I mean, I understand it drives the story. It's the lore and all that. But it's like, you know. It, you know, it didn't have to happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Certain movies.
I think for me, I don't know, because with a lot of movies, it's either I'm really passionate or I think it was, like, extremely good, like, both, right, like, stylistic and just in general.
Yeah.
And, like, emotional. The last emotional movie I got to is actually Star Wars. But that's not so much, I don't think it's so much of the movie. I think it's the entire franchise coming to a close and the whole saga, you know, ending at this point. And me being a fan since I was, I believe I was 8, I think it's, or maybe 6. It just boiled down to this point. The music, like, just everything going on. Like, I just really got emotional. And I appreciate, you know, Disney for doing that. And some people may not agree. Some people actually didn't like the movie or thought it was here and there. But me, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. And it actually got me pretty emotional, so.
I think that's why Endgame got me.
Yeah, Endgame.
I think that's why Endgame got me. Because growing up, I'd watch Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3. Then you had the Thor. I didn't watch all the Thors, if I'm being quite honest. I didn't watch all the Thors.
I haven't seen Dark World.
I didn't watch Dark World. I didn't watch Ragnarok. I watched some of the first one. It was pretty clean. I didn't watch the Hulk that was part of it.
Really?
But I seen parts of it. But that was like when I was really small and I wasn't paying attention at all. Spider-Man's always been a huge part of my childhood. If you know me, I love Tobey Maguire. Hands down, best Spider-Man. My opinion. Anyone can argue that with me.
We can do it.
This man right here, who's your favorite Spider-Man, bro?
I still can't. I think Tobey Maguire is the best Peter Parker. I think if we get another Tom Holland movie, debatable. But Andrew Garfield.
Tom Holland's a good Spider-Man. Andrew
Garfield and Tom Holland are both right there as a Spider-Man. They're really good. And for a long time, I really liked Andrew Garfield. And people say he's the worst one, which, come on.
Like,
if it wasn't for him, there wouldn't be the game. The game wouldn't be as good as it is. Like, come on.
Nah, Andrew Garfield is cool. I don't know. As a kid, when I heard The Amazing Spider-Man come out, I was like, this isn't Tobey, so I don't like it. I don't care. You know? Because I've grown up just Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3. My favorite Spider-Man movie, I think it goes...
2, hands down.
I think it goes in the order of 1, 2, 3. The first one was really good. I've seen
one. First one was really
many times.
Really dark.
When I heard the fight scene between you know, Goblin and Peter was like kind of real. It was like some of those were real hits.
Yeah.
Like, that even makes it cooler, you know. And then like, just the whole build up of that movie. I always see Willem Dafoe as Osborn. What's his name?
Norman.
Norman. Yeah, I almost called him Harry. I always see, you know, James Franco as Harry. I always see Toby as Spider-Man, regardless. Regardless. Mary Jane, I don't give a fuck about it.
I hate Mary Jane.
I seen her first in Jumanji as a kid. I was like, wait a minute.
I did not like her at all.
People kept calling her a thought. She's
a thought. Yeah. How are you going to go from, in the second movie, how are you going to go from liking Peter to going on a date with this random guy and then engaging to him and then leaving your engagement and your whole wedding ceremony to go back to Peter?
And then messing around with Harry.
Like, what is going on, man? Come on.
I remember the scene in the first one. She's leaving the house and Miz is like, you're just like your mother. She's like, I have to go to school. But Spider-Man 2, what's the most quoted Spider-Man movie between all, like, all 1, 2, and 3? Because we quote a lot of 1, 2, 3.
For me, personally, it's I missed the part where that's my problem. I quote that so much.
I remember seeing that as a kid, and he got what he deserved, bro. He's like, oh my god, that part was so good.
It another one so we quote a lot is the Trinium.
The Trinium.
The power of the sun in the palm of my hand.
It'll stabilize. If not that, then it's like, what's the other? Pizza time.
Yeah, pizza time. Pizza time. I say strawberries a good amount.
It's funny. Strawberries is it's a funny one. And then we make fun of Peter.
Don't tell Harry. Yeah.
He just dies. I'm not saying any spoilers. That movie's like how old? Like 17, 18 years old? There's no spoiler warnings. But
another question. What is your favorite animated movie?
Eater. I don't know. I don't really. Well, I don't know. Because, like, if I were to, like, go through movies or animated movies that I've watched and I'd be like, oh, this one. But I can't really remember. Because, like, you know, there's many, many, many animated movies.
Is it really your favorite?
I don't know. There's, like, favorites. I can't really choose a number one favorite. But as of late, I've seen Into the Spider-Verse. It's probably one of my favorites that I can remember so far. That movie was really good, man. That movie was insane, bro.
I think a top five for me. No rankings, though. Just the top five. Yeah. I'm going to go Wall-E.
This man loves Wall-E, bro. Wall-E
was so good. Wall-E, Into the Spider-Verse, Up.
Okay.
Toy Story 2.
Okay.
Is just personal. And
Bucks.
And
Nico Space Jam was an animated movie? Does that count?
Yeah, it does.
You think so?
It does. It's like a mixture of both, yeah.
Did you know to this day Michael Jordan can still do that with his arm?
You're so funny.
He can do it once every 10 years, bro. I'm telling you, it's a myth.
He got the all for one thing.
It's a myth that's proven true.
And last one, I might have to go with Spirited Away.
I didn't watch. I wanted to watch, what is it? It's not Ponyo. Is it Ponyo?
Which one? The one where no, the Girls of Fish?
Ponyo's one of them. It's one of those
Ponyo's animated one of the Girls movies. Of Fish, yeah.
Spirited Away. Mm-hmm. I wanted to watch those movies, specific ones.
They're really good.
I don't know what it is, but you know the whole 80s, like, you know Knight Rider, right? The whole neon and all the, you know, speeding in the black car.
Yeah.
Movies like that, but animated. Like, there's this movie called, I forgot, I think it's Wicked City. And the way it's drawn, it's so old. That's why I love Cowboy Bebop like a lot as the anime. It's the way it's drawn, and it's so 80s-like, and it's really cool. But the movie Spirited Away is really, really talked about. Is Spirited Away the one with, like, she has, like, tribal tattoos on her face? Is that the girl, or is that, like, a different movie? You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
What tribal tattoos?
It's, like, she's, like, flying. You know Appa, right, from Avatar? Like, the big... I don't know what to call him, but he has, like, the thing. He's, like, he flies on him. Aang flies on Appa.
I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's this girl. It's an animated movie. It's talked about with Spirited Away. Is it Ponyo? That's not Ponyo.
Ponyo's the girl in the fish, bruh.
I don't know, but it's a girl with, like, red paint on her face, and she's, like, Native American looking.
Mm-mm, it's not her.
But you know what movie I'm talking about. Have you recognized
it? No.
I'd have to pull it up another time, but that movie I wanted to see,
What are some of your favorite animated movies besides, like, Into the Spider-Verse? Like, let's go in the realm of more like growing up as a kid.
Growing up as a kid.
Because for me, Up was always up there. Toy Story.
Chicken Little, bro.
Chicken Little, man.
Come on now. Surf's Up. Violent. Surf's Up. I know people that hate Surf's Up. Surf's Up was clean. I'll take Surf's Up over Happy Feet any day. I don't like Happy Feet like
take
that.
Take a Surf's Up over
Shark Tale. Come on now. Shark Tale.
Flushed Away.
Flushed Away. I've never seen Flushed Away.
Are you serious?
I've always wanted to see Flushed Away. I've never seen Flushed Away. But Shark Tale, you know, A lot of people didn't like it.
I vaguely remember Shark Tales.
Really?
As a kid, I watched it, but I vaguely remember it.
I like it. The Incredibles, I love The Incredibles. I remember seeing it as a kid. I was in a room at, I think, my grandmother's house when I was really small, and I remember watching it. What other ones would you... I've seen A Bug's Life. That's not bad. Mm. I've seen Osmosis Jones. You know what that is? Mm-mm. It's about, like, I think, vaccines or viruses or medication that's in, like, your body, and they're, like, traveling through, like, the human body, and, like, you know, they run into, like, the immune system, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Do you have any question? Do you want to pose a question?
What's, like, a favorite movie series of yours besides Star Wars? This man's a Star Wars fanatic, bro. He can tell you literally at what, like, 56 minutes, 0.92 seconds when this is said and what's acted out. Besides Star Wars, what's one of your favorite, like?
Like, trilogies or, like, just series of movies?
Doesn't matter. Just series, movies, trilogies. You could do Die Hard. You could do Lethal Weapon, whatever.
The Dark Knight trilogy, incredible.
Okay, who's your favorite Batman?
Absolutely incredible. My favorite Batman, Christian Bale.
Okay, do you have a top three? Well, how many Batmans have there been?
6, 7.
Do you have, like, a I'll take this guy over this guy any day? Or do you have, like, a...
Christian Bale's on top.
Of course.
Number 2, Ben Affleck.
Really?
3 would be, what's that dude's face? He was Vulture in Spider-Man.
Oh, Michael Keaton.
Yeah, Michael Keaton.
Oh, okay.
4, Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer?
Kilmer. Yeah. 5 would be Adam Val West. Kilmer.
Really, Adam West was
6. Cool. George Clooney, bro.
I forgot about
bat
that.
Nipples, exactly.
Disgusting. Bro.
And I rank those besides, like, the voice actors for, like,
yeah, the DC's.
Batman Beyond and stuff.
Batman,
like, I love Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond was great. Batman and the Brave and the Bold, that was my shit.
We straying from movies though.
Yeah.
Trilogies or just sagas in general.
You go, my fault.
I was going to say, I have never seen The Lord of the Rings, but I really want to. I really want to watch those.
If you have, like, a couple of days to spare, you have nowhere to go, you have nothing to do, that's the movie for you. Literally, I was at one of my friend's house, and they were watching Lord of the Rings. That movie was literally 3 hours and 45 minutes. I kid you not. 3 hours and that's just one movie. That's just one movie. Now, do you have enough time to spare?
I gotta watch that with other people.
Are you adding The Hobbit into that? Because that's probably, like, a whole week or so.
I'd definitely have to watch that with other people.
You might get bored in a group setting.
Who knows?
If everyone's on their phone, then you know, man, this ain't the movie. Yeah. This is not the movie.
I love the Toy Story saga as well. Really good.
Rank four. The Toy Stories. I didn't see
personal,
four.
Personal, I'm gonna go 2. 2, 1, 3, 4.
Really? I didn't see 4. Why was 4 so low? Did it, like,
personally,
miss the whole...
It's really good, don't get me wrong. Just compared to the other ones, like, if I'm really comparing it, the other ones are a lot more nostalgic. The other one, I feel like the story with the other ones just touches me more, and I just like it a lot more. Like, it delivers a lot more.
It touches you more,
bro? All right, bro. You're so funny, man. You're hilarious. This man's a jokester. He got the whole group laughing, man.
Yeah, I got the whole squad laughing. What movie that's nostalgic to me? Rumble in the Bronx. You want to get on me for it. Rumble in the Bronx. I used to watch some mad kung fu movies as a kid.
A 94 on Rotten Tomatoes? What again? 98?
What?
Rumble in the Bronx?
No, I didn't check Rumble in the Bronx. I don't know what it got.
You checked Train to Busan.
Train to Busan is a movie on Netflix. We're not sponsored or anything. It's a Korean zombie film. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. If you read about the history of it and what's behind it and why it was, like, so good and rated so high... It's a good movie.
I'll probably watch it eventually.
Like, and apologize day. My sniffles. I'm a little, you know, congested and whatnot. You know, the weather's been weird, but...
On the side angle, I just want to talk about... I got to give it its justice. I got to talk about films that are extremely artistic to the point where I want to make films. I don't want to say replicating it, but just like it. Films to me like Get Out. Films to me like Blade Runner.
That was
both
cool.
of them. Both of them. Really good. Films to me like Ex Machina, films to me like 1917, films to me like Joker, films to me like Us. Just so many of these movies that have came out in the last few years, to which have gotten me, well, besides Blade Runner, but have gotten me and propelled me to a place where I just want to, like, I'm confident I want to do this going forward. And it's the reason why I love movies so much. I know I'm missing so much more.
Right.
and I'm not giving it its true justice, but like, there are just so many movies out there that I can name that are like, that have given me the passion to move forward with film and to actually be a part of it and give my own interpretation, my own passion, creativity towards that realm.
See, that's the best part about it. Movies are like, I don't even know, they're inspiring in so many ways to where you create like movies that weren't even like in the same realm which you're inspired by. Mm-hmm. I can be inspired by like what, Dawn of the Dead, a really good zombie movie, to making something similar to like, you know, an animated movie that's like off the wall insane. Have you seen the movie A Clockwork Orange or something like that?
Yeah.
Something so weird. I didn't understand that movie.
Yeah.
I did not understand that movie.
Yep.
One movie my sister put me on, actually. Movies like 16 Candles, you know, Breakfast Club. I love movies like that. Just
vintage.
The whole 80s. Like, I don't know why. I like it.
You like Heathers?
No. Heathers, don't watch that. Don't watch that. It movie stinks, man.
Me tell you the premise on Heathers really quick. So I watched Heathers thinking it was a serious movie. And if you have watched Heathers, you know it's really not a serious movie. It's labeled as a comedy. And there's a lot of things that go on in that movie that are like...
It could be serious. Like, it could be like a serious issue.
Yeah, like school shootings and et cetera, deaths and stuff. And they take it as a joke. And I guess in that time period, like, it's acceptable.
Yeah,
or whatever,
there's a lot
it's
of
fine.
Vulgar.
But I watched it seriously, and by the end, I was like, yo, this movie sucks. What is this?
It's kind of a meme
at
And we
kind
of
meme it now. So if you wanna watch Heathers, man, be advised. It's a comedy. Hope you guys enjoy it. We're not sponsored by them, but... Yeah, I get what you mean. I saw The Breakfast Club, and she was shaking her hair, had a bunch of dandruff.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Movies like Ferris Bueller's Day Off or other 80s movies that are like I don't know. No, Footloose. I don't know if that was 80s, but Footloose was another one my sister put me on. She put me on 70s. Grease. I didn't watch the second Grease. I don't know the second Grease. Movies that take place in the 80s that portray it really
Dude,
well.
Forrest Gump. I think that's 90s. Don't get me wrong. That's 90s.
I kind of laugh at that movie a lot.
Forrest Gump with a passion, bro.
I kind of laugh at that movie a lot. There's a lot of, like, you know, shit. Like, another movie that's, like, reminds me of Forrest Gump. I don't know why. It's stupid-ass Waterboy by Adam Sandler.
Really?
Yeah, it's just stupid. They're just stupid.
a lot of other movies, I'm going to say... They're not really 80s, more 90s, more early 2000s. I'm going to go Fight Club.
I never seen Fight Club.
What?
I never seen
Fight
Club.
This kid's missing out. The Silence of the Lambs, that was pretty good.
Bro, American Psycho? I like that movie. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Donnie Darko?
I heard of
it. It's so overhyped.
I heard of
it. I'm not going to lie. Personally, I think it's overrated. It's a really overrated movie.
What is that about? Side note, another movie series, The Godfather, that junk is insanely long. It makes no sense.
I got through the first two of them. I still haven't seen the third Godfather, but
there's no reason
really
for
good.
It to be that long.
If you like I was about to say Russian mafia. If you like mafia and you like gangsters and et cetera, and watch that. Same thing with The Irishman. 3.5 hour long movie that came out last year by Martin Scorsese on Netflix. 3.5 hours. Man, if you can watch it, man, I highly recommend it.
Explain to me how you feel about Quentin Tarantino films. Explain to me
how
you feel about
so
all them shits.
Personally, about Quentin Tarantino, a teacher of mine told me he was a racist.
Are you serious?
He was on this one.
Hey man, this isn't like fact or not. We just like off what we heard.
He said he saw like this MTV interview he had, and he was. I think he was talking to like this black lady, like something about black people, and he started saying like black slang, like he started talking in like a black slang way, but he doesn't talk like that. So I guess in that sense, but in his films, in his creativity realm, he's a genius, bro.
Right.
Like everything he came up with, starting with Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction.
I tried watching Reservoir Dogs, and I was never allowed to watch Pulp Fiction.
But
I've seen many.
I forgot about it. Like
he has a poster. The teacher has a poster. If you go to his office, he has a poster.
Talking about Arce?
Yeah.
Oh. I was talking about a different teacher, but I know what you mean.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Nah, but just when you see that this man has consistently made these really good movies and these movies that are a staple in cinema and will forever be a staple in cinema for the rest of history, like, this man's insane. And if I ever had like the chance to meet him one day, right. hell yeah, I'm gonna, you know, shake his hand and
right.
praise this man. Golden Globe winner, Oscar winner. Like, this man's insane.
I want to meet Tyler Perry. That's oh, a really? Joke. That's a joke. Yeah, no, okay.
He has no studio.
All right, my grandmother had the Tyler Perry, like yo, she had the plays, the movies made from the plays. She had some of the TV shows. Some of the TV shows that came from the plays. The plays, oh my gosh, bro. Meet the Browns. She had Madea's Big Happy Family, Family Reunion. Diary of a Mad Black Woman, which is actually a good movie. I've watched that many times. I don't know why. I watched it many times.
Can you remember, well, aside from, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, no.
Change straight. Topic. But can you remember the last movie you thought about that actually sucked? Like, you looked at this and you're like, what is this?
Heathers, bro. This shit
really,
stinks.
Heathers?
That shit stinks.
Personally, I didn't like Midsommar so much. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not, but if Midsommar, if you get the chance to watch it, of course, watch it.
Right.
But my own take, I didn't think it was as good as it could have been or as, you know, people praise it to be. I hate The Lobster. Have you seen The Lobster?
The Lobster?
So it's basically, it's this movie, I think, if you don't get married to this, to like a person of the other sex within okay. a certain time frame,
right,
you turn into an animal. And you turn into an animal you're desired to be. And this man desires to be a lobster.
Yeah.
Right? But you have to watch it. It makes it's so stupid. And like,
oh,
you gotta
shit.
Watch it, bro. Like,
I used to watch sci-fi like movies. You know the channel Sci-Fi where the thing
yeah.
they came out with Sharknado?
Mm-hmm.
Those guys, yeah? I saw this movie called Ice Spiders. When I mean these spiders were huge, they were the size of like horses, like just eating people, just eating people. Man's was on a ski lift. He jumps off midair, breaks his legs. A huge ice tarantula comes and eats him. Just and the next scene, chilling. Like, what is this movie? I used to watch them because they were entertaining, but I used to also laugh my ass off to them.
Another movie, kind of more recent. I didn't like Glass.
Glass? Isn't that, I don't understand.
It's part of
aren't they like they're connected in some
yeah, they
way.
Are. It's Unbreakable, Split, and Glass.
I don't care about this movie. Split was really overhyped when it first dropped.
It was.
It was
good, but it was overhyped.
Oh, my gosh.
Glass sucked. It had a really bad finishing to what it could have, I guess, boiled down to. Like, its peak, it just sucked. The movie sucked. I didn't like the climax at all.
Who was in there? There was, like, an important black dude that was in there.
Samuel Jackson.
That was Samuel?
Hmm.
Are you
Bruce
serious?
Bruce Willis is also in it. And James McAvoy, yeah.
There was an
three.
Important black dude I saw on the
Samuel
cover.
Jackson.
Another series, 50 Shades Darker.
Yeah.
50 Shades Darker.
I thought
whatever
the first
the
one was good, and then after that, it just went downhill.
Apparently, that was. I know that shit was extremely overhyped. It was like pretty much free porn in a movie. That's why, you know, oh, you have to go watch that, bro. That movie, that series was like. And during 6th, 7th grade, that shit was like overhyped, and that shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been. And, you know, it's just, you know, portraying, you know, sex. And it was like, you know, free porn. Go watch it, you know?
Do you have any other movies?
A lot of movies growing up. Like, or, right. Kill Bill was another movie
really
I watched
good.
Growing up. Yeah. I love that shit. That shit is good. The Matrix, I couldn't really get into it.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I saw the first one. It was good. I got, like, halfway through the second. I lost interest.
I couldn't get into it, really. Black movies. I don't mean to. Quote unquote black movies. Movies like Boys in the Hood,
oh my God.
Juice, Baby
Do
Boy.
Do you consider
Menace to Society?
Black Klansman as a black movie? It's made by like Spike Lee, so I think
Spike
so.
Lee, it's a Spike Lee joint. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? It's a Spike Lee joint.
Black Klansman is the last like one of those movies I've seen. I don't want to consider it like label it a black movie.
I didn't even finish watching. I got to the first part.
It's really good.
I didn't watch
Please,
it.
Please, if you
I want
to
watch it. I need
if you
to watch
the chance.
It. I need to watch that.
It's not really historically accurate, but it's still really good. Like, to the story, it's still really
At
good.
At least it's not like, what is it, The Great Gatsby niggas playing Jay-Z in the car while driving? Like, what is this? That makes no sense. Jay-Z wasn't in, he was not,
yeah.
like, I don't, oh my God.
Can you, what's the last black and white movie you saw?
Black and white movie.
Me? I saw To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, this man, bro, this man.
To Kill a Mockingbird, black and white. It's a really good story, but it's ironic with your case.
Black and white? I don't know. I've always wanted to see Sin City, though. You know
yeah.
Sin City? I've always wanted
well,
to see
Well, that's black,
that.
White, and red, but...
Yeah. Probably Night of the Living Dead. 1964 version. Black guy is the main
Got
character.
You.
Pretty dope. It's kind of funny, because like,
All right.
He just goes insane.
I'm about to hit you with the speed round. Ready?
Okay.
You got one movie.
Okay.
Even if you can't label it as the favorite, just one movie off the top of your head, right? First one that comes to mind.
Scott Pilgrim.
All right, bro. You didn't even let me,
it's always there. Or Step Brothers.
Yeah, you didn't even let me. I was about to say it. What's your favorite comedy?
Step Brothers.
Okay. What's your favorite horror movie? Ooh. Yeah, I got you.
Yikes. Horror movie. I don't really watch scary movies. Horror movie.
Five. Four.
Oof.
Three.
Probably the older Friday the 13th.
Okay.
They're stupid. No, maybe Halloween. Halloween. Like the original? Fourth one. Yeah, maybe that one.
I thought the fourth one was okay.
But if not, then probably the older Friday the 13th. Okay. Not the Jason X bullshit. Right. Niggas got frozen future. Like, what?
Favorite drama movie.
Drama movie? Yeah. I don't really, you know me. I don't really watch movies.
Never
like
mind
that.
That favorite.
But probably Tyler Perry's Diary of Mad Black Woman.
Favorite action movie.
Oh, that's crazy.
Correction. Favorite superhero action movie.
Superhero action movie?
Yeah.
Superhero action movie. So you're saying a superhero movie I could just watch over and over? Probably Spider-Man, bro. Any of the first three Spider-Man. Yeah, any of the first three Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite
animated movie?
As of right now, Into the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a favorite documentary? Do you not watch documentaries like that?
I like documentaries like, you know, the Dreamville documentaries. Mm-hmm. I like those, but
they're not really labeled as like
movies. Yeah, because they weren't movies, but they're like 43 minutes, and that's more of like a, I don't really know what to call it.
Do you have a favorite short film?
Clapping for the Wrong Reasons, or Mr. Happy.
Yeah, pretty good.
And that's Chance the Rapper and Mr. Happy and Chance Gaming. All right, let me ask you, favorite superhero action movie? And also, I want you to get into the whole release the Snyder's cut. Like, I want you to explain what that's about. Okay. The whole.
I'm gonna say my favorite superhero movie and then go into that. So, it's gonna be Star Wars Episode 3. But if we're talking actually superhero, The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. Right.
So basically, what the Snyder cut is, it's basically Justice League came out.
Okay.
But the whole reason that Justice League came out and it flopped was a lot of people like to blame the guy that they brought in after Zack Snyder dropped out of the movie. And he dropped out because his daughter died. They got another director, Josh Whedon. And what he did was he took the cast, and did reshoots, a lot of reshoots, and basically changed the whole dynamic of the movie from what Zack Snyder had envisioned. And Zack Snyder still has his own version, his own cut. And that's why people want to explain.
Was it finished?
No. That's the thing. It's unreleased. But, like, people say it's, like, it's worked on or it's developed. Like, the CGI is not all the way done, but it's there. Like, they're working on it. And there's, like, Black Superman's in it, Darkseid's in it. Like, a lot more of, if you're a DC fanboy or a DC, person that loves DC movies, Zack Snyder was the person that was trying to incorporate a lot of the things that are in the comics that people love and trying to do it into movie format.
Right, he could have put DC on the map. Like, I'm not saying DC's trash, but like compared to Marvel movies, man, the MCU.
Josh Whedon, if you don't know, he's the guy who directed the Avengers.
Okay.
And Avengers is kind of a lot more lighthearted movie to compare to Batman versus Superman or compared to.
I didn't
Justice
see that
League.
One yet, but I still want to. But
it's
I heard
really
that
good.
Was, like,
I
long.
Like it. I like it. It's dark.
Long.
It's grimy. I like it. There's a lot of collateral damage. That's
I still
want
to see Brightburn,
like
by the way. Brightburn is like it's like. I compare it to Superman as a horror
definitely.
Film. I really want to see that stuff.
But with that, basically Josh Whedon, he just wanted to revamp Zack's image, and people didn't like that. And that's why people kind of credit it to be, like, it sucks. It's garbage.
Yeah.
And I agree with it, too. I didn't think it lived up to the potential it could have had.
Yeah.
And I do support the release of the Snyder Cut, because I do want to see what his entire vision was.
Right.
So that's pretty much the whole premise with that.
Okay. One movie that I remember watching growing up was Spawn.
I haven't seen Spawn.
I like it. It's really accurate. I like it.
How do you feel about Blade?
Blade?
Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes, yeah.
That man, Wesley Snipes. I've seen White Men Can't Jump. I've seen him in Blade. He's been many places. But Blade was a good movie.
I like the first one.
It was good.
The second one was getting weird.
It was good. Which one was that one? Blade?
Blade 2.
Blade 2, and there was Blade Trinity. Is that the third one? Obviously the third one.
I think it just goes downhill.
Yeah.
I like the first one a lot. And I can't wait for the new one with Mahershala Ali.
Is it weird that
crazy
iRobot was another movie that I watched a lot?
With Will Smith?
Yeah, this is good. I don't know. It was, like, really good.
What's your favorite Will Smith movie? For me, I think it'd go The Pursuit of Happiness.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really good. Or Bad Boys.
I'll say Aladdin. No, fuck it, would you? I Am Legend was really good.
Really?
I haven't seen it. As a kid, when I don't pay attention to shit like that, I Am Legend was really good. He played that movie really well.
I haven't seen it. Oh, 7 Pounds.
I didn't watch 7 Pounds.
7 Pounds was really good. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but it's crazy. Like, the first 5 minutes, you're hooked.
I used to see Ali on fucking BET every damn day. Like, every day.
Long as hell, bro.
Terrible, man. I know you like Coach Carter, by the way.
I do.
That's another topic. But
I do. I think it's one of my favorite basketball movies like that.
I don't like basketball movies. I don't like basketball movies. I don't know. Like Mike was okay. It was all right.
Do you consider Space Jam basketball movies?
Yes. Yeah, obviously. You have to.
I don't know. Some people don't.
Michael. But
it's another one. The one where it's Jesus Shuttleworth. What movie is that?
I have no idea.
Is it He Got Game? I think it is.
He Got Game. Wait.
That's with
Tupac. No. Talk about Tupac. Tupac was... No, that was Above the Rim.
It's with Ray Allen. Above the Rim?
Wait, which one was Tupac in? He was in a basketball movie.
I have no idea. I don't know.
It might have been Above the Rim.
I don't know. Jesus Shuttleworth, I know he's played by Ray Allen.
Right.
And I'm not sure if... what's his name? Denzel Washington is... Denzel, I don't know if he's Washington. In it.
That nigga Denzel Washington is so funny to
Training
me.
Day? I love Training Day.
I told you, man. I watched that when I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
He's so funny to me. Forrest Whitaker's face bothers me sometimes. I think it kind of bothers me.
What the hell?
I don't know.
What the
it's
hell?
Just like the way he
His
looks.
Eyes?
I don't know. It just kind of bothers me. But
okay.
I know someone who hates Morgan Freeman.
Really?
Despises that man.
What?
I don't know. I don't
Dude,
know.
The best Morgan Freeman movie. I still haven't seen the Shawshank Redemption. So sorry to all my movie people out there. But
man,
Seven?
Seen it.
Seven, bro?
Seven with the...
With Brad Pitt. It's like this detective movie. And it's crazy. It's based on the Seven Sins. And it's this guy who commits murders in the Seven Sins. You have to watch it.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard about that.
You have to watch it. Like, all the other movies I'm recommending, this one, bro, this is the movie. You will be hooked. You will love this movie. I swear, bro. If you like detective Seven. Stuff, if you just like movies in general, you're just intrigued. Amazing acting. What a twist in the end. I ain't even sponsored, bro. Just Seven. It's that good, bro. 10 out of 10.
I ain't see that shit. But Scott Pilgrim, man. All watch right. Scott Pilgrim
Whatever.
Versus the World. That's my shit.
I guess
shit.
We're just freeballing our favorite movies right now.
That shit's great. I love that movie, man. I love older movies like Accepted with Jonah Hill, and then they make a fake college. No, never seen it?
Mm-mm.
Accepted's pretty dope.
How do you feel about war movies? Do you like war movies? Because I remember the other day you told me you wanted to watch 1917.
It looked pretty dope.
It's really good.
It looked pretty dope. And I don't really fuck with war movies.
Other war movies like...
Battle Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Where the aliens invade?
I guess you could consider that a war movie.
That was all right.
2012,
all right.
You can consider it. I guess the Lockhart. Or the Hurt Locker. Why did I say the Lockhart? What? The Hurt Locker. Dunkirk. All those war movies. How do you feel about them? Is that your cup of tea or is it...
I don't know. War movies get boring to me. Like, I don't know what
so
it is.
Crazy.
I don't know why. It's just, I know Andrew Garfield was in one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah.
Hacksaw Ridge.
I was like, man,
that was really good,
know.
Too. Really emotional. You know that movie?
Every Spider-Man is in some sort of war movie.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Tobey
yeah,
Maguire
yeah.
was
yeah,
playing
yeah.
this one in, like, Brother, and he was, like, a war vet
yeah.
going insane.
Did you know that Hacksaw Ridge got a 10-minute standing ovation? 10 minutes
hell?
Standing ovation. How do you clap for 10 minutes for a movie? I guess it's that good. I could only dream, but 10
Jeez,
minutes.
Man.
I think Joker got like 8 minutes. How do you feel about Joker? That's
I didn't watch movie. It. I'm still gonna watch that
Bro.
Shit.
Bro,
I'm gonna watch it, man.
Yeah, Joker's really good.
I'd like to see like a
my personal take on the best picture for the Oscar 2020. Just personal there.
I want to see a Flashpoint Batman film shot the same
Apparently,
way Joker was. I want to see
be really
that.
Cool.
I want to see
Apparently, the first Flash movie is going to be a Flashpoint movie.
So who's going to be the Flash?
Ezra Miller.
No, who's going to be? Who is it?
Oh, I have no
since
idea.
Since it's Flashpoint, who is it? Is it still Barry? Wally?
No
who is it?
We don't know.
Okay.
I assume it's Barry, and I assume it's Ezra Miller, but who knows?
Okay.
Who maybe Grant Gust is in it. He's the Flash from CW, but who knows?
I want to say, I do believe that DC shows are better than Marvel shows. Like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, just definitely. Not good. Agent Carter, not good.
And so you bring in the Netflix ones, like Daredevil, Punisher.
Those are clean as hell.
They got to give it the run for the money, bro. Those are really good.
Those are clean as hell.
I hate how they discontinued them, bro.
Yeah, because they were supposed to.
So much potential.
Aren't they supposed to go somewhere else, like to like another streaming service?
Maybe. I heard that the Punisher, I guess, is still alive. Like they still could do something. It's like stillborn right now.
For like a third season. I will say DC's doing good with the shows with the crossovers and the Arrow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's really sick,
I remember I used to watch Arrow as a kid. It's really good. I watched like maybe the first season of Flash. After a while, it just got too much. I couldn't keep up. League of Legends and I could
League of Legends. That's a game, huh?
Isn't it?
League of Villains? Are you talking about that?
No. I can't think of it. It's something. I know it's like a band of heroes or whatnot.
I think I know what you're talking about. I just can't think of it either. I think I know what you're talking about.
It slipped my mind. See, League of Legends. Yeah. But do you have any other movies you want to just bring up? Anything that has touched you?
Friday is another good one.
Friday?
You got to see Friday. Everyone's seen Friday. Everybody's seen Friday.
By Felicia.
The two ones after that are disgusting. I ain't fucking with those.
Next Friday.
That shit stinks. The next Friday was kind of funny, but the third one was Christmas, and I was like, all right, that's enough.
Hey, Miss Parker.
That's a good song. Chance the Rapper, Miss Parker.
Another movie. What about movies that have blown your mind? Inception, it's this really sci-fi and time-related movie. Crazy.
First movie I fucked with in a long time that was new to me was Inglourious Basterds. My older brothers wouldn't let me watch when I was younger. And then I watched it. I like that. Would you consider that a war movie? Or?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It takes place during World War II. Inception, right. Another one. Christopher Nolan movies in general. Like, they just fuck with your head. I love it. He's the one who made the Batman trilogy. Made Dunkirk. Made Inception.
Right.
Made Interstellar. All really good movies. And he's coming out with a new one, Tenet. And it's another one of those mindfuck movies, bro. If you get to see the trailer, please watch it. It's coming out this summer.
Do you like Jason Statham? Like Transporter, Cranked?
Not really.
Really?
I haven't gotten into those, no.
Not failed. I don't like Fast and Furious no more. I will say Fast and Furious 2, best one, hands down. The third one,
I like Tokyo Drift. I could let it slide. Tokyo Drift.
And after that, everything turned to shit.
Tokyo Drift.
Everything turned to shit. They're still going. Hobbs and Shaw, get the hell out of here with that. Why is the Rock? The Rock in a street racer, get the hell out of my face.
All right, ready? We're going to do this. We're going to do a...
I'm tired of The Rock, too. If you know me, I'm tired of The Rock,
we're
going to
do a speed round of favorite movies, right? No genres, no nothing. Ready? Just speed round. Ready? You good? You ready? Okay. Solid? You good, Gold? All right, ready? I'm going to start with five, and you go with five. Ready? So I'm going to go... Just in general, we've probably talked about these before. I love The Notebook.
I haven't watched
Blade Runner 2049. I'm going to go Ex Machina, A Quiet Place.
Okay.
I think that's four. And Babel.
Who?
Babel. B-A-B-E-L. Crazy movie, bro. The movie is one of them takes place in Japan, one of them takes place in like Syria, one of them takes place in like California, and they all correlate. They're all like subplots that correlate to this main thing, and it's crazy. You have to watch it.
I think you told me about
it. It's crazy. Yeah, it's with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Crazy, bro. How about you?
Scott Pilgrim.
Five movies, yeah?
Chicken Little, Step Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Any new ones?
I like a lot of Kung Fu movies. Like most of Bruce Lee's movies, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Zombie movies? I like zombie movies, too. Do I have a favorite one, per se?
Mine. All right, I'm about to go back to me.
Probably some of the Resident Evil stuff.
I haven't seen the Resident Evil movies. Really, I like the games, though. Really good.
The games, yeah.
Back to me. I'm going to go with Lady Bird. Okay. Another one of those really good movies. Great director. Moonlight.
Okay.
Really good one. Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, that was good. That's good.
Dead, bro.
Yo, talk to me about Waves, man. You keep trying to put me on, bro. I ain't really rocking with it.
If you're a teenager listening to this, which I assume everyone here is a teenager.
Potentially, maybe.
And you like Frank Ocean, go watch Waves.
How much of his music's in the movie?
I think I can't put a number on it. Eight or nine of his songs. No, like less. Like maybe five. But they're all really good. Like Siegfried's in it.
Siegfried.
I don't know. Siegfried. Fuck you.
Siegfried.
Fuck you, bitch. Rushes. Mitsubishi Sony. I think Knights. I'm not 100% sure. I watched the other day. I don't remember. Like, a lot of his songs are in it, bro. And not only that, A$AP Rocky, Tyler.
What, like, Purity? I feel like Purity would be in there.
Bitch. No. Wait, go watch it. Bro, go watch it.
I'm not watching that movie.
Waves. I love Waves.
Hey, I'm not. All right.
Last one, I'm going to say Rival.
All right. Did you? Okay. I wanted to get into this, but we may save it for another time. Favorite Disney movie? Not Pixar? Or no. Well, okay. Not Pixar. Favorite Disney movie?
That's tough. That's really tough. Wally Pixar?
Yeah, it's Pixar. I believe it's Pixar. Yeah.
Wally's Pixar?
Disney, you got to think of like old cartoony drawings like
cartoons.
101 Dalmatians.
Fantasia.
Okay. What, really?
I love Fantasia. I'm going to go with Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Whew, crazy. I feel like I'm missing like really good ones. Fuck. Is Monsters, Inc.?
That's Pixar. It has to be Pixar. I think it's Pixar. Just think of the way it's drawn.
Thank you, bitch.
I feel like, yeah, all right,
Up
man.
Is Up Pixar? Man, I don't know.
Hey, man, go do your homework, bro. Go do your homework. All right, last one. Charlie in the Chocolate Factory or Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory? Charlie's with the damn Johnny Depp weird naked. Weird.
I watched Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, the one with Johnny Depp. I watched that one a lot more. I like that ending versus the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah. I didn't like that ending.
Why not?
I don't know. I just did it. It didn't sit right with me. Shit was whack. What the fuck is this?
But, yeah, that'll conclude, this episode of said podcast.
If you made it all the way, once again, we'd like to thank you for being here and listening to us.
Yeah, this one was really fun. I had a good time with this
one. Yeah, I like this episode.
Yeah. We hope you did, too. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
All the other ones, you know, we hope you enjoyed,
previous
too.
Previous episodes, indeed. Yeah.
So,
hope you guys enjoyed.
We'll see you guys at the next one. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks.
Bye.